Good morning. It's a Monday morning, a historical Monday morning, December 7th, and Alan, President Obama addressing the nation last night from the Oval Office. After last week's terrorist attack in California, the president promised more intense airstrikes against the Islamic State and urged people not to give in to fear during the White House address.
And David, it is reminiscent, of course, of FDR talking about fear. And, you know, the worst thing we have is fear itself. And here is Obama saying exactly the same thing. Look, the world is on edge. We see it in France with the elections of Le Pen's right-wing party, formerly violently anti-Semitic, now a little more hidden than that. But you see that people, when it comes to personal safety, will reach out for anything that they can find. You know, somebody is Muslim in this country now. I can only feel bad for them because they have this additional anxiety of having people looking at them strangely, as if it isn't just a few nuts who are doing all of this terrible, terrible things. You know, Obama said something last night in the talk, and I did see it, which was very interesting to me, and that was that this was not the work of a foreign organization. Well, you know what? It was, because I'm afraid to tell you that they are saying, do this stuff. So it isn't as if they have no responsibility or no culpability. He certainly recognizes that by saying that we're going to get them and we're going to wipe them out, which is what he should be saying. And to me, this is a turning point in many ways, because a lot of people have messed with this country and thought that they could get away with it. But in the end, they can't.
The other major tension that seems to be across the U.S., at least, is the relationship between police and youth, particularly minority youth, and the Justice Department now planning to investigate the Chicago police after this Laquan McDonald case.
Well, as you know, the president, the attorney generals, present and just past, are committed to this. They see police departments, in some cases, out of control. And so what they do is they send in task forces to investigate. This is not the first time they've done it. In fact, they're doing it a lot. But Chicago's a big city. And there you find a police commissioner being fired, and you find a federal task force going in despite the fact that their mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is a very close friend of the president's. There's just going to be no distinction here. If a police department is suspected of acting in a racist and otherwise manner, they're going to be investigated.
Another major issue is campaign finance. I see a headline here. Tea Party and Democrats aligned against campaign finance measure, Alan.
Well, here's the problem. People get to their office, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, under the existing system. So if you say, okay, we'll give Bernie the bartender the chance to run for political office and we'll give him the money to do that, the existing, for example, Democratic office holder, despite the fact that they've always relied on the Senate to do their dirty work for them in the state legislature, they are not where they should be. Let me put it this way. Do you think for a single second that if the Republican control of the Senate became Democratic, that you would have campaign finance reform, which everybody in the Democratic Party seems to say they're for? I don't think so.
The U.S. military, Alan, made a historic shift last week, opening all combat roles to women.
Well, yes. Look, you know, either you have equality or you don't. There are going to be some horrific things that happen as a result of this. We all know what they are. And it's a matter of balance. The balance is women deserve to do the jobs that men do. If they can do them, let them do them. And I have no doubt that we are moving into the 21st century in the right way. And saying, whether it's being a cop or being a fireman, or if you can carry the bodies, if you can do the work, if you have the strength, why not?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David.